WIRX.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie now, hey. Okie dokie.
Oh, yeah. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. I don't know. That's another accent. We're piling on the accents today, man. It's great.
Killing it this morning, huh?
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. It's 6:40. Let's move on. For God's sakes, it's time for rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
With AC/DC's Demon Fire video set to premiere at 10 a.m. Eastern today. The band today posted an official trailer for the clip so you can get a taste of it in advance. So, I'm sorry, actually yesterday. So, dude, Demon Fire, it's so awesome. Oh, it's so
I just
awesome.
Love these names, dude. You know,
they went full on AC/DC with this. I mean, the titles of the songs are just like, oh, yes, this is great, man.
It's always something, yeah, Fire Demon.
Or yeah, yeah.
Breath of Fire. Yeah, you're not getting, you know. Tulips and Roses by AC/DC.
No, you're not. If they do, though, I'm sure it wouldn't be about tulips and roses, or at least not in the sense of what we know. But, yeah, so in a new interview with a Swiss radio station, guitarist Angus Young was asked which AC/DC album he'd, quote, put on to impress someone who has never heard the group. He chose their fourth album, Let There Be Rock, from 1977. Wow. Great choice. I mean, that's got to be like asking, you know, who's your favorite child? Because there's so many amazing AC/DC albums, and I'm not just saying that because it's my favorite band. I mean, they're the greatest band ever, but that's hard, man. That's hard.
It'd be a tough choice.
Yeah.
You know? Well, there's a lot of great music out there, a lot of great songs, a lot of great albums they've made.
Well, seeing as how you could go from Highway to Hell with Bon Scott, and then right after that, the next year, Back in Black with Brian Johnson, two completely different singers on two albums, and they're both amazing. Like, that just doesn't happen, man, you know?
Is that basically him saying that, yeah, we peaked in 1977 and haven't been the same since?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because that's hard to do, because, they had the second highest selling album of all time is Back in Black. It's it's only behind Michael Jackson's Thriller.
And you think he would have chose that, huh?
I guess, you know, if you look back, like, I don't even know how you choose. But anyway, he asked why he picked that one. He explained that his older brother, George, who was producing it, asked him and his other brother in the band, Malcolm, what they wanted it to sound like. And he said, quote, Malcolm just looked at him and said, we just want that album to just be pure hard rock guitar. And that's what they did, man. That's what they did.
That was a kick-ass album, man.
Dude,
that's
so good.
Sure.
So good. I love the music video for Let There Be Rock, because you have Bon Scott on the pulpit dressed as a priest, and he's sitting there basically giving his sermon about rock and roll. And dude, I'm getting goosebumps just talking
some
about
of these
it,
videos. You wonder, like, how do they even come up with that? Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really great clip. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was the first time AC/DC performed on TV. And they did a song. God, I feel like such a loser right now that I can't think of it. But anyway, the song that they played, they come out and Bon Scott is dressed up in like this little Pippi Longstocking outfit. And I'm sure parents watching that show at that time were like, look at this is what the kids are listening to these days. This guy's dressed up like Pippi Longstocking.
Ridiculous.
You got Angus Young just running everywhere all over the stage, just going nuts, just doing his... Oh, man. I love it.
Skipping around.
Yeah. Yeah. So good stuff. But anyway, like I said, 10 o'clock, Demon Fire will be on YouTube. You can watch it and listen to it and rock out with the greatest band of all time. So, all right.
Yeah.
Anything to add to that or no?
No, I got nothing. I already added too much to it. So let's get to your rock history.
All right, let's do rock history. Here we go.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, in the year 2000, which, by the way, folks, is 21 years ago, just so you know, Sting received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Huh.
I like me some Sting. You know, there's an old rumor out there, old wives' tale, that Sting can have sex for like 17 hours, like he has tantric sex. It's weird.
What?
Yeah.
It's too long.
I know. That's exhausting. What are you doing for that long?
What are you doing? Yeah. Get it over with. Get it out, you know?
Yeah.
Just clear your mind.
I got stuff to do, man. All right. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.